Alaska Airlines, the Washington Restaurant Association, and a small business owner at the airport have been trying since July to block the minimum wage initiative in court. They tried to keep the measure off the ballot and failed. But now that voters appear to have passed the initiative, they're asking a King County court judge to rule that it's unconstitutional. The sponsors of the initiative, who are backed by unions like the Service Employees International Union, say it makes more sense for the case to be in federal court. Heather Weiner is a spokeswoman for the initiative sponsors. She says Alaska Airlines and the other plaintiffs should honor the vote results.
Now these corporations that have floor after floor after floor of lawyers are going to spend a lot of money and a lot of time fighting this. And I think it's an enormous tragedy.
Alaska Airlines spokesman Paul McElroy says the company acknowledges there's a legitimate debate about whether the current minimum wage is adequate. But he says this measure is the wrong approach because it only raises pay for transportation and hospitality workers, not everyone. And he says the airline might have to raise fares because its contractors have to pay higher wages.
Presumably those vendors would pass their costs along to us. And like any business, the way we price our product, our tickets, is affected by our costs.
U.S. District Court Judge Marsha Peckman says she'll decide by November 26th whether the case will stay in her court or be sent back to state court. Either way, an attorney for the initiative sponsors says this is going to be litigated for a long time. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.